Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Going back, focus now, Craig, please.
Sure, I can't. All the women out there.
So primary school, and then what was that at school? Anything bad that happened there? Bullying and stuff. I mean, it happened in my day as well. But the bad things that happened that scarred you for the rest of your life, and things that you stand up for now that you said, man, can't believe that it actually happened at school.
Yeah, I think I probably still am. I sort of tend to drift past a lot of what happens, and everyone goes, Craig lives on another planet. But at school, no, I think I really enjoyed school. I enjoyed being a part of sport, and studying was never my greatest joy, but it was always cool. I don't have any regrets from any of my schooling.
Now, don't lie to me. Were you head boy at Meadale Primary School?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, come on, Craig. I don't think I've had one muso in yet.
Who wasn't a head?
Nobody's cracked the knot, have they?
I was a prefect in primary school.
That's not bad. Were you alone at school?
No, I had a good group of friends. It was just fun. I did really enjoy school.
And the discipline, how did you get on? I mean, the principal, your short hair, your shoes, and you had to be neat and that kind of thing. Did you enjoy the discipline?
I was one of those guys. I was, the music thing was, and I suppose what you're trying to get at is being a creative, you sort of, you tend to drift into that thing where discipline becomes an issue. I really enjoyed that discipline thing. There was a time in my early high school stages where I could have drifted off in the wrong direction. Mm. But there was quite a big shift in what I was doing and what ended up happening with my schooling, and moved into quite a disciplined area. And actually that's where I was really I achieve under those circumstances.
Jacaranda FM 3794 at a cost of R1.50. Say hello to Craig Hines. He's here, the lead singer of Watershed. And what a brilliant song, hey? He also had a big hit, Christopher Cross, with Sailing. Mm. And why did you like that song, Back to the 80s?
Yeah, it's just memories. I think at that point it was just about figuring music and enjoying melodies, and I mean, his voice is just something else. Mm. A big inspiration in what I get out of music, which is really the focus for me, is just about cracking really cool melodies,
but also a lot of soul. I mean, you can hear it there. There's soul, and it's smooth kind of music that's nice on the ear, that kind of thing. But it comes from the heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was from that movie Arthur, Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli, that song. I think that was the biggest hit he ever had. He only had about two or three number ones and then faded away.
Only two or three worldwide number ones.
Yeah. It's sad, though, because, I mean, he's more of an, if you listen, you never... wrote music for radio, so to speak. They were all album tracks, what I mean? So, okay, we've still got some other lucky tunes that you selected. Some of them are now missing, which I'm looking for. But I know John Legend, All of Me, what a classic. Well, it's a new song, but one of your favorites as well. Right, let's move on to high school. So from primary school, which high school?
So from Meadale Primary, I was there till, obviously standard 5. Grade 7, is that? Yeah, grade 7. Mm-hmm. And from there, the obvious school for me was to go to Mondeau High. So I went to Mondeau High for standard 6 and 7. And I really, I enjoyed that. Once again, straight back into the sport. I started really doing well in swimming and water polo. And so I was immediately sort of moved into the sort of second team, first team, senior teams as a standard 6-7. So I started mixing with a slightly older crowd, and through standard 7, going a little slightly into standard 8, things, the wheels sort of started to fall off a little bit. I went to school really young. I was five when I went to school. So So I think I was sort of starting to battle a little bit academically, but sport was always good. And I think once you're sort of in all the top teams in sports, you know, the rest sort of doesn't really matter. So, but yeah, things took a little bit of a turn, and I started, as I say, battling a little bit, mixing with the wrong crowd. And at that point, I got approached by Parktown Boys to with sort of like a sporting, and I'm not ashamed to say it because it happens all the time, a sporting bursary. So I went across to Parktown, and yeah, just things completely changed for me. I think being in that sort of really disciplined arena, I seemed to excel in that sort of environment.
So they had scouts out there, hey? Already signing youngsters even, in sport.
Even then, yeah. So that was high school, and then I went to Parktown and matriculated, and so you can ask the head boy question now.
Yeah, I'm on the verge of saying that. If you stayed longer at Mondial High, you'd have been head boy, I heard. But I remember I was in
I was
in President High up the road.
Okay.
The Afrikaans school, and you were down in the Columbine, just down the road there. In the dip.
Yeah.
And most of the friends that were at school, I'm a bit older than you, but they went to Mondial High, and they were naughty guys, I must say. They had the Mondial gang.
Yeah.
I think you just got out of that just in time, thank goodness. Yeah. And we had the Robertsham gang and the Alberton gang, you know, that whole South and Forest High and Sir John Adams.
There's a lot going on in the South.
The South was like cooking, dude. Yeah, yeah. You know, we grew up very quickly there because you had to stand up for yourself, and that's it. But so you got there and you were head boy. Let's just see. At that stage, you – tell me you were head boy. Come on, Craig.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
I achieved that thing. So I've cracked it for you.
Brilliant. But you changed your life around just by going to another. And you know, school teachers saw your potential from another school, and it gave you that opportunity.
Mm.
And you grabbed. You could have just said, no, I'm not interested. But and I'm glad you as an individual said to yourself, I don't really like this riff-raff kind of thing. I want to get on with my life, and I love, and sport can change people's lives, and here's some proof sitting right next to me right now. Hey?
I think I'm sort of a romantic at heart, so it's I remember that first day when I arrived at Parktown, or where I was still at Mondial, and I was being interviewed by Parktown, and going into those old classrooms with those old wooden desks that lift up. And I just got this great feeling about this old stone building, you know, in certain areas. And it was just so real. And I got caught up in this whole sort of romantic type educational thing. And so that I think that was the change for me. I wanted to, at that point, just succeed.
Mm. And discipline, I mean, and respect for each other, you and the school teachers and stuff like that. I mean, it's amazing. They teach you like adults, which is nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then head boy school, I mean, when did you, under 21, you did very well. We're going to get there now. When you were at school, in which grade were you in? And then you decided already, listen, I want to become a school teacher, or I want to become a lawyer, or I want to become a vet or whatever. What did you look at when you were saying grade 7, 8 around there?
Yeah, you see, I was sort of not really sure what I wanted to do. So I think I got through to matric, and it was just such a joy. We had such a great group of mates, and we still are. I mean, my best 10 friends are all school friends. You know, so it was no thought really went into it. I mean, there were the guys at school that knew what they wanted to do, doctors, and some of my mates knew they would be a doctor, and they are doctors now. But I never sort of really thought about it. For me, life just sort of happened.
So even at school, right up to matric, music, you obviously enjoyed listening to music, but the urge of picking up a guitar or playing keyboards or something at that stage?
I took piano lessons in around standard 8, standard 9. But it was also, you know, the idea with taking piano lessons is to become classically trained. So I started doing it. But then at that point, I learned that I could listen to a song on radio and then go and sit at the piano and play the song. Mm. So I figured that if I I could also sing. So if I could write down the lyrics, I could then sit at the piano and play the song for you. You know, so at that point, I figured that I could do music.
Okay. And your parents, did they ask you to take those lessons, or maybe school teachers, or
no? My mom,
you,
yeah,
your mom's.
My mom was a big part of that. You know, she still is. She's so supportive of everything that I do, and in fact, all the kids. I say all the kids because my folks got divorced, and my dad had two more boys, and my mom had two more boys, so there are a whole lot of boys around. But yeah, she rented a piano for me. And in fact, the piano that I wrote Indigo Girl on, and In the Meantime, and those songs, it's still at their house.
Wow.
So she was great with that. But it just wasn't cool at school to be in the choir or be in it. So I would, you know, you sort of purposely sing flat.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda